podcast, not yay, not shameless yay, not podcast, not fun, yay, podcast, not shamelessmass.com, yay.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
So hello, welcome to podcast number 29. It's almost as old as I am. Former podcaster Amber will be sitting in for my roommate who is overseas. And this is kind of weird because Mr. Pierce is out of town. He's going to be out of town for the next 2 weeks of podcasts.
Okay,
so
11 days.
I did not break the law.
18 hours.
Amber's literally counting the minutes.
Until Sergio does here.
Yeah. Hopefully you're listening to us at podcast.shapelessmass.com. You can check me out at shapelessmass.com. Normally I tell you where you can check Sir Mildred Pierce out, but since he ain't here, fuck him! Of course, you can email us with this handy-dandy email-y thing that we have here, but I'll leave his email address on.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This is going to be kind of different because we're not going to be doing our usual hilarity, hijinks, and hoopla. And other words that start with H. Next week we won't be either. Hopefully next week we'll be having Ghost on the show. You might know him from the guest spot. And next week he and a couple other people maybe might be coming by to just shoot the shit about, well, everything. So we'll see. Oh, and this week we didn't really have any comments as per usual. What the hell is wrong with you people? We had tons of people listening to the show. We know this for a fact because we check our logs. Kind of like when you know, before you go to the doctor. And, you know, we have all these people listening to the show, but no one's commenting anymore. What, did you get tired? You know? I mean, I know you people are out there listening, so please just drop us an email saying something like, hey, this is the best show ever. Hey, would you have my children? You know, if you're attractive woman. Or, you know, just something along those lines that says, you know, hey, I'm listening to the show.
Or even if it's as simple as, hey, I really like Amber's voice, or hey, Shapeless Mass has got a cool voice too, or hey, what the hell happened to Sir Mildred Pierce?
EBA. But
EBA.
You're close.
My
to
bad.
That. Oh, yeah, our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/shapelessmasscast. We got someone who added us who I thought was interesting. Right before we started, I was just listening to a little bit of their podcast, and I really dug what I heard. So I wanted to mention it here right at the start of the show. They've been doing this a little longer than I have, or maybe they just post more than once a week. The Creepy Sleepy Show. Yeah, creepysleepy.com. And I was really impressed with the little tiny bit I listened to just then. They added us. They found us. So I just wanted to mention them, and maybe they'll return the favor and bring their millions of devoted fans to our doorstep, and then they can stop listening to that show and start listening to this show because we're better. Or actually, probably not. I was just making that show up. But anyway, that's what a horrible thing to say to introduce somebody. Sorry. Amber's just glancing off into space like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Those of you listening who have been listening to every show religiously, and of course you want to, may remember Amber was the person that we, for the first time ever, goatseed on the show. Too.
God, don't remind me of that.
Yes. Anyway, so what we're doing this week, as I said, it's kind of different, is we're going to be playing music all day. This isn't like our regular music podcast, which Mr. Pierce and I swap back and forth to play music. We're actually going to be playing all music somehow related to me. Either I produced it, I was associated with it, I had some sort of hand in making it, or it's all just me by my lonesome. This is the big ego-stroking EBA podcast. And Amber is along for the ride, and she's going to give her
commentary.
commentary on the songs that I play and basically make me feel bad. So here we go. And let's just see what we can start off with. Because there's a lot of music that I play. And there's no way I can play it all because I've been making music for 20 plus years. So let's start off with, this is a brand new song. I just recently finished with them, like right before Christmas break. This is from the new album I'm working on. It's looking like it might be a double CD. It's called Brian Geisen Sends His Regards is the album. I played a lot of tracks in this already throughout our many episodes. And this one is called Warm Wet Sand Beneath My Feet. And it's really kind of relaxing and pretty. I think it might be a good way to start off the show. Off we go. If not, so yeah, that was me with Warm Wet Sand Underfoot. Yeah.
You ready for my commentary?
Sure.
That song tripped me out. That was absolutely amazing. That made me want to get up and dance. It made me want to sit down and write lyrics for it. It made me just want to lay back, relax, and pop my back. I mean, it was just relaxing, and the female's voice in it was almost, as weird as this may sound, slightly erotic tone to it.
Oh yeah,
made me bite
it was.
My lip.
It was. It was,
I was biting my lip, rolling my arms. I mean, that song was totally kick-ass. Yes, I want you to burn that for me.
Sure, you should check out the whole album. It's basically a series of emotions. Each song represents a different snapshot of different parts of our life. So there's rage, there's happiness, there's wistfulness, there's relaxation, there's fear. I mean, it just kind of goes all over the place. Well, that was one of the new songs. Let's see what I got that's a little bit older. Oh, okay, I know. I should play something...
Wistful and moving.
Wistful and moving.
Wistful and moving. Something that's just gonna, like, emotionally stir, like that one did.
I was gonna play something from the album I did with Apex Zero, which is basically my friend Chuck and I, with a lot of different guests, including Mr. Pierce. This song actually features our studio guy, Andy, playing guitar live, and he just jams away for, like, 2.5 minutes. It also features my nephew Tyler, who's about maybe 2 years old when we did this. It really actually sticks out in the album because it's one of the only songs that's a little more upbeat and happy, but with a still kind of a darker edge. It's called Life, and I think you guys might dig it, so check it out. you at the risk, huh?
I didn't like that one as much as I liked the first one. There was almost a break where it was two different songs. The first part, there were parts of it, especially when the little boy was talking, made me want to give myself a hug. It was really, really sweet, really made me smile, like, kind of song. But the second one, I guess I just have to be in the right kind of zone.
That was Youth at Risk, the second song was. The song's called Void. That was Chuck singing. The band that Ghost, our guest spot guy, was in the guitar for. And I was in as the DJ. I was scratching in her ears. We'll play another song with them later on. Maybe we'll do more. Maybe another two or three times. Maybe all those. Just kidding. That was a lot of good years. That band had a huge local follow-up. We were always doing pack shows.
I guess it just shows how much of a homebody I've been for the past couple of years. Because I'm really kind of lost on the local scene. I really get out more. And this is just a prime example of stuff I've been listening to homegrown.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't all be... Not everyone can be up on everything. And I've actually... dropped out a lot of the local scene too. I've spent more time making music and less time paying attention to other people making it. It occurred to me while I was going through my music, we have an interesting track here I'm going to play. It's real short. And then I'm going to play something else. I'm going to play a remix I did of a song by a group called Estrella after that. It's they're both different, very, very dramatically different songs. And then I'll play another song, but I'll introduce it when we get to not introduce it. But I'll tell you what it is when I get back. So three songs in a row here, but the first one's really short. The interesting thing about this first one, not the Estrella one, but the one we're about to play, is it's called Amber Called. Now, here's the story, is the day after Halloween, we were checking in our answer machine, we got this weird message that sounded like our friend Amber here. And she denies it's her. But I made it an interlude on my album, and the music you hear behind it is the music to Somewhere Under the Rainbow, played by an orchestra. I don't know the exact words, but the words you're going to hear go something along the lines of, we've been drinking shots of tequila, I'm naked, I got booties on, love Jell-O, love it, what's up? I think is pretty much verbatim. There's some garbled stuff I don't quite understand because whoever it was, everyone thinks it is her, including her ex-husband, except for her.
It's not me because at that point in time I was completely and totally sober. I wasn't drinking at all.
I believe you. It's your mutant twin sister who just happened to call her home. Who sounds just like you.
It's bizarre. It's really bizarre, guys, but I swear to stack of Bibles or whatever holy book you would have put in front of me that it's not me that you're about to hear.
Even if it's not her, the track's always going to be called Amber Called. The track will always be named Amber Called. It's going to be that way for me as long as I... So, enjoy.
Monday, 9:50 p.m. I am Sarah! I'm naked. I got booties on. I'm naked.
time is ripe for a new, brighter, life-affirming vision that liberates, not represses, the vast majority of this Earth's people. A rebellion of the spirit that reaffirms their intrinsic human worth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you understand. I'm going to make you comprehend. There will be no misunderstanding from this point on, because I am going to make you understand. This is a misunderstanding.
Trials and tribulations mold the life, create life, take life, make life, shake life, break life into the simplest compound. I found God and it's odd, he didn't want to be found. Irony to find the peace of mind, the peace and be a blind bliss of ignorance. Bless the small mind, enjoy your toys while you can. The hand is ready to snatch and catch you off guard, to pull your card then down the hatch. Let yourself in prison and to listen, watch the chains glisten under moonlight as you fight to be Christian. The top dog, but thugs are still thugs, no matter the status. In a pack, follow the master's apparatus. It leads you into a forest of confusion. Hard rocks hit and split skull bones, contusion, confusion, mass panic, run frantic forever. And this is your way of proving you are clever. Trials and tribulations mold the life, create life, take life, make life, shape life, break life into a simplest compound. I found God inside, he didn't want to be found. Scriptures are burned, sacrilegious learned. The world is turned on then saxes, while fact is unconcerned with fiction. Diction is very lost, dictionary toss. Locate the savior you hate and get your cross. Create loss and lose creation in this violent nation. We burn our bridges so much we can touch on one cremation. Eventually the events lead to event horizon. Space folds on itself and we'll let the surprise win. Vision is doubled, it should have been tripled from the start. Locate the fate, dictate and late, erase the clean part. Start to statistically strand the stasis. This place is faceless, will God come in the trials and tribulations, mold the life, create life, take life, make life, shape life, break life into a simplest compound. I found God inside, he didn't want to be found. Into our own brains, package propaganda to inhale without fail. See a shooting star, who can tell by the tail? Bodies fell and led progress to the next plateau. Capsules of flesh swallowed to help you relax, though fail to help you attract those who matter not to me, to you, to see envious strictly flattery. Classic cases of set faces under half the smiles. We all broke on ourselves to endure impure for miles. Trials and tribulations mold the life, they cut clean, tear, sever the sharpest knife. Trials and tribulations mold the life, create life, take life, make life, shake life, break life into a simplest compound. I found God and it's odd, he didn't want to be found. Trials and tribulations mold the life, create life, take life, make life, shake life, break life into a simplest compound. I found God and it's odd, he didn't want to be found. He didn't want to be found.
He didn't want to be found.
He didn't want to be found.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Didn't Want to Be Found by Me, featuring DJ Richie Rich on the turntables and engineering work done by Samuel Dupuis. You seem like you kind of dig that one. It's kind of, it's not a happy song, but
it was a real mellow. It was a real go inside your mind and analyze kind of song.
It's a political, philosophical, kind of sort of angry poem about all politics, religion, and everything in between. And
with the little Grim Reaper voice going on in the background. I dug it. I did.
Yeah, most people don't know I rhyme too. Not so much anymore, but that's one of the first songs I recorded on computer at Mr. Pierce's house. I didn't record on computer myself at the time because at the time I didn't believe you could do much with the computer. Boy, was I stupid. Now that's all I record on. I don't even use anything else. But, you know, that was, it was a learning experience. Listening to it now, I really like that track, but there's a lot of things I would change about it. At least production-wise. And I'd probably spend a little more time recording the vocals and not having as many fuck-ups, but that's just me.
Yeah, there's a couple parts where the beat wasn't quite syncing up with the voice. And the voice was going just a little bit too fast. And
like I said, it was a learning experience.
Yeah, for a start.
Make me feel bad, don't you? No, I'm just playing.
Oh, wah.
Yeah. I'm going to play, speaking of, since that had Richie Rich on it, I'm going to play this is a tape song. And this features DJ Richie Rich on the turntables, a little tiny bit of Scratching by Me at the end. But this is a old 4-track recording. This was done on the 4-track, cleaned up on the computer. I like mixed it down better, added effects like reverb and stuff like that. And this was programmed. Really nice keyboard that we had, and we did a lot of stuff with it. Now I'm going to play a couple more songs from this type of vein. But this is called Attack of the Electric Scratch Monsters. And it's electro-funk, kind of upbeat, dancey song, so check it out.
Stop.
The 6 Hour, remixed by yours truly. The song's called Doom. First, a little bit about the remix. I originally was going to remix the entire 6 Hour album, but what happened was I had done 2 songs that was like 95% finished, and my hard drive crashed, and I lost the ACID files. And when that happened, I got really, really mad, like unfairly, like unreasonably mad at the project. Like, I didn't want to do it anymore. And they were like, well, you know, this is cool, but you don't have to. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then the band later broke up, so I'm glad I didn't pursue that all the way, because, you know, who knows. But at the same time, I was hanging out at band practice with those guys, because the lead singer, that's Void again, Chuck, he's a friend of mine since middle school. And I'm friends with all those guys. I know everybody in the band. I was hanging out at the practice and talking to Matt, the guitarist, and I was talking about how since the song, which I guess I should mention this, the song is about killing pop stars. I was joking about how it would be really cool if I remixed that, and he's like, yeah, you should do the crunk version of it. So I went home that night and did that remix. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I like that one. And it's really bizarre because I knew Chuck in a former life. Not like in the metaphysical sense that you're thinking.
You mean not in the biblical sense?
No, not in the biblical sense.
His wife would be unhappy about that.
No.
I knew Chuck in the biblical sense.
Years and years ago, I knew him when I was dating somebody who was extremely bad for me.
Are you serious? You actually know Chuck?
Yes, I went over to his little duplex one time and I saw his musical equipment and he burned me a CD. I mean, and it's...
Wow, you have known him a long time. I knew him back then too. I'm surprised I didn't meet you. Was this all on Old Evans Road?
Yeah, I think so.
That wasn't a duplex. I could see how you could see that though. Yeah, that wasn't a duplex though.
Well, a little...
Okay, that's not as long as I thought. I thought you were talking about back when we were just about in high school, or just about getting out of high school, just barely out of high school.
But it's a chapter in my life that, thank God, is over, and it's been... Better chapters have been written since then.
Yeah.
You live, you learn.
Let me play, in a complete juxtaposition to that, a song by Saint Talon. He and I worked on an album. It's pretty much done. We had like 2 songs left, and we had to move to Florida. And this is one of my favorite songs by it. It's called Unrational. And, you know... Big up to Saint Talon. Miss you. You know, hopefully you're checking out the podcast since you've been on it so many damn times. And, you know, smoke one up for me.
This dark fire starter in the flesh, art inspired, modern marvel, marvelous like Marvin, a Martian departed to learn from the hardship, the hurt in my heart just to learn in the ways of the world. I'm hurling trials on the daily, facing the dangers of anger and anguish, papers, the canvas and ink, the idea, words of my pain, insane as the name, taking the blame, wrong for all that I've done to my soul. The song sung has been wrote, reflecting the poems of honest, eclectic moments, indulging the formula, sipping the pulp, regardless, gorging the orange, juice, nice with the ice, drinking vibes and I'm thinking alive, believing the hype, believing the mic, conceiving life when we combine beats and lyrics for your lives, reversing the vibes, fighting the fights, writing the wrong songs we write, phrases we pray for the earth of the day, for the birth of the greatest arrangement of pages, the placement of words, the pavement, tasting the sacred cup of God's ambrosia, and Bacchus wine fit for the fittest, rhyme lightning Olympus, denied the pimpest hoes, and fake limps, dim wits, acquitted the minute my flow is presented, ascending rise to all occasions, but now I rise above the clouds and the rain, stain is the change, it rhymes the way, titans displaying might in the face of lies and disgrace to hip hop that we play.
In a search for truth and reality, they began to rebel against the traditions of the past. After the rebellion and the violence of Komodo, there was still no truth, still no reality. A new scene is now happening. There's a new movement among the youth of today. It's sweeping America. In a search for that same truth and reality, they have now found it. They're turning on to something real. There's a young man who, in a search for this same reality, has started on a fantastic trip. He's here tonight, so you can experience the excitement of his life that led him from a bum trip to the trip beyond. Thank you.
So that was me remixing a song by a guy named Wyndham Earl, who I'm surprised we haven't played. We might have played some Wyndham Earl before, but that's also a song that Mr. Pierce has remixed. My version of it's called Impractical Logic. I don't even remember the original title because it's been... I've seen it under like 15 different names. Also, that song's in 3/4 time or 6/8 time. I can't really tell which because it's one of the two. Kind of a waltzy... I think the name I got it when I originally got it was Waltz, and then I think he called it... Actually, I think the original title was Impractical Logic, because I think Mr. Pierce's title is Practical Illogic or something like that, making fun of it. Haha! There you have it. Yeah, did you like that one? Seemed like...
Yeah. That had a real groovy vibe to it.
You want to hear something twisted and distorted and... weird,
isn't it?
You're not really getting into all the scratchy stuff, but this is a turntable.
Oh, I am. You don't understand. It's like it's.
Well, okay.
It's hard to explain. It's opening up my mind. It's freeing thoughts that.
Cool.
I haven't been tapped into in a while. It's making me introvert.
This is a song that Mr. Pierce and I did together on the first and so far only album that he and I completely collaborated on together. This is one of the first songs we ever worked on together instead of working separately. On each other, on our own music, on his computer. But this is from our group that hopefully we'll do another album one day. The group is called Kobayashi. And no, this isn't Kobayashi. No, shit, I fucked it all up. No, this is a song from Mr. Pierce's first album. It's one of the first times that he and I collaborated, though. And it's me scratching and doing a little bit of editing work, but not much. All over... a weird track he put together. The song is called Sigmund Freud Slips the Disc. And basically it's me just screwing around with a record on teaching yourself Portuguese. And it gets really twisted at the end as the guy starts asking about razor blades. So check it out.
This was the result.
What does this mean?
What does that mean?
What does this mean? What does this mean?
I don't understand.
I understand.
I don't understand.
I understand.
I don't understand.
I understand.
I'm lost. Can you help me, please? It's urgent. It's urgent.
Intensify the signal. I want to fit the rhythm of the sound and vision to the pattern of his brain waves. I think it'll make for a much deeper response.
It's urgent. It's urgent. It's urgent. It's urgent. It's urgent. It's urgent.
Wanders off. Bring your attention back to your hand. Be very, very aware of this hand. If your mind wanders off.
Could you speak more slowly, please?
Bring your attention back to your hand. Bring your attention back to your hand. Could you speak more slowly, please? If your mind wanders off.
We are on the long road. Go back to the gentleman's toilet.
I'd like some asparagus.
Spinach. Mushrooms. Red cabbage.
Tomatoes.
I'd like some fish.
I'd like it fried.
I'd like it... I like it.
Sickness.
I like it.
Sickness.
I like it. 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 May I have some razor blades?
My darling, honey, don't go away. I'm so alone and it's so...
is that? Where did you get it? I want some.
That was Apex Zero. That's me and Void. So I really like the way it gets kind of outer spacey at the end, and it goes through a lot of changes and stuff like that. The original song was just that little intro you heard at the beginning with absolutely no... I think you might have played like guitar or like piano or something like that along with it, but it was just a little interlude he threw on the end of cassette tapes back when he recorded on 4-track solo, just to fuck with people. Interesting story about that, actually. He had that and a couple other things, and one of them... I'll just go ahead and play it right now just because it's real short. It's really horrible in a scary fuck with your head kind of way, like bad trip type stuff. And I'll tell you a little funny story about this real quick, because this is hilarious.
Mommy, where's Fluffy?
What are you doing? What have you done? What are you doing and what have you done? What have you done? What have you done?
Mommy, where's Fluffy?
Okay, here's the deal. He would basically have these 90-minute cassette tapes, right? And he would have maybe 70 minutes worth of music on them. And then he would have the remaining 20 minutes or so of silence. But right at the end, he would have that and this other stuff that he recorded. Just weird shit he was making up, right? So our friend Jackal, who's also been on the guest spot several times, he fell asleep to the tape. And he has this dream that this psychopath is chasing him, and he wakes up to that. But there's no music playing, and when you wake up, things don't always make sense. And he's like, he literally thought he was going insane.
I could see where that could definitely take place. That was warped and wicked.
Well, that's Void for you. But anyway, that's from the same time frame. That's where the original root of that song you just heard came from. But I've done a lot of music with Void, and we're gonna try to do another Apex Zero album eventually one day, because that's some of the best music I have ever done in my entire life. But I'm gonna play a song. It's kind of weird because it's not Apex Zero, but this is me and him collaborating now. It's more like me producing him. This is a song, the only song we have completely finished from his new album. It's kind of a sad, unhappy, mad, angry, twisted song about... you can make up your mind what it's about. But the song's called Hold Me Together, and it's got a mellow vibe to it, interestingly enough, as twisted as it is. And the ending is beautiful and very soothing, actually. So it goes through a lot of changes, too. We tend to like a lot of like progression and stuff like that. So this is produced by me with... Void playing all the live instruments and doing all the singing. I appear nowhere vocally on it or anything like that. And the song's called Hold Me Together.
No, you're not the one and only. Since you walked and left me lonely, my life without you seems to be better. Sanity on my own, I'm getting tough, and so was I. And you made me happy. You had me and then had enough. Now I'm alone, nothing's holding me up. Life without you seems to be better.
some dumb love to my mom. I found a different savanna. Right. How could you see the world through my mind's eye? Some say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eye? Some say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. After so many years, I could see a dry heart that cried so many tears. I wasn't what she visioned. Graduating high school, going to college, that was missing. You ain't living here for free, that's what she mentioned. Then I got a familiar gut feeling, like when she had to bail me out. And my homie bailed out and got me locked in. I guess in the tears I'm paying for my sins. Every day I pray to God, but he won't let me in. The devil got a grip, he won't let me win. I ain't been close to my mom's since that mall incident. We had a good conversation and I'm missing it. It's been days on end and a nigga still counting. With so much passion, I could cry till fountain. Her patience getting thin, had a rough childhood. Growing, I ain't had too many friends. That's why I'm built up with emotions. No homo, that's why I turned to smoking. Souls is broken, but why I hold my head down? Cause I don't wanna see me cry. So I turn and walk away and wipe the tears from my eyes. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eye? Some say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eye? Some say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. Could he try to come back here for a minute and then the next he disappears off the map? Vision's clear that he's crap. I probably hurt him if I didn't have my mom or insight or a rap to her. It's one love and a kiss to the sky. Beauty like a dove, spread her wings and fly while she taking me under. Do she love me? I never have to wonder. They say love is warm. Well, she makes it feel like summer. And when she starts to cry, then I swear it starts to thunder and I'm stuck in the rain. Plus, I wish this world was never filled with pain. Without my mom, I think I'd go insane. About all the love that she bring on my soul, it's a stain. They say that you should never be ashamed. When I was down to call her name and she came, I put her face in a frame. Now I got it tatted on my brain. You know how they say we one in the same. I'm calling on her name, and when I'm down and out, she come when I'm out, no doubt. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eye? Some say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eye? Some say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong.
That was Man. We're going to have Man on the podcast one day. He's an MC I'm producing the entire album for. That song's about his mom. Usually he writes pretty violent, gun-toting, you know, shoot-em-up type shit. But that's actually, you know, I think that's probably my favorite song by him. It certainly is most touching.
Oh, yeah. That was a beautiful song. I really like that.
Cool. I'm glad you're digging the music. as you can tell too, it's a lot of variety here. I try not to pigeon my. I mean, it's all very, very heavily based upon hip hop, but I try to, you know, come with a little bit of difference.
Yeah, very diverse.
So, yeah,
it's inspired a lot of different emotions and thoughts, and that's what I want in my music.
Speaking of emotions, let me play you another song from Brian Gyson, the album I'm working on right now. This one's actually probably the most beautiful song on there, and I think you'll really like it. And you probably know where this is too. The song is called "Dawn Breaks Upon Magnolia Cemetery." You've been to Laney Walker Boulevard?
Yeah.
You know the old cemetery that's out there?
Not off the top of my head, but I've probably driven by it many times.
Oh. It's really beautiful. Cemetery dates back to like the 1700s, like the early days of Georgia, probably. And I don't know if it's that old. It's at least the 1800s, if not the 1700s. It might be older than that. It might go back to, you know, when Georgia was first settled as a colony. I have no idea, but it's pretty old. It's got some beautiful, kind of old, corroded, worn down sculptures, but they're very pretty in that sense, you know? And the song's written, every song on this album that I'm working on right now is set up to produce the feelings of being in these places, seeing these things, feeling these emotions. They're kind of like soundtracks to movies that haven't been made, or scenes to movies that haven't been made. And this song, if you just picture one of those old, everyone's at least familiar with the idea of these old cemeteries, but it's in the, like rain has just been slowly falling and it's starting to peter off and the sun's like peeking through the clouds and, you know, it's breaking. And it's a very pretty song, a very, very, very relaxing. So enjoy.
Thank you. breaks to beats. Now I deliver lyrical treats of speed and burn MCs like mesquite. Never featured in top 10, but my line chop all of them. Big men look like women and women look like paramecium's. Feeling the groove move through my auditory canals. I break my difference with infinite styles. I like cuts, I like rhymes and lines that are designed to intertwine with lines that shine refined and genuine at the drop of a dime, baby. Symphonies drive me crazy. I wild out too much, but the cuts are rough, they make me lazy. Laying in a bed with my head wrapped in headphones as rock collapse my shirt. The way I get in the zone, I head home the music, hear the beats thumping the trunk. At the stoplight I might crank it up and get crunk. I'm a punk, I like the junk and I like the way it looks. It makes me feel as I grip the steering wheel. Crazy, ear funky, slow or surreal, they all move me and that makes me love it every day. My music is my work and my music is my play.
Michael reside. Do you, do he, do what ya? Like around the way was around from. Back in the day we came rhymes for fun. EBA hold me down like woo. I keep another room or through. True, remember the line off the head, out your mind. I'm smoking, ain't joking, and we always in town. We was coming from the underground, rocking tunes with that old school sound. Used to rap like I called correct, saying crap, yeah, but snap your neck. Y'all ain't never heard a crew like this, made in the King Rocks like this. And soon the sucker tricks will try to bite this. I might diss my fist, grips a mic with tightness. If that's a dragon, we ain't here to brag on us. Lick a shot like a pot, hop the wagon. And music is my life, so we tried to make no strife. Keep it going, focused in on our side. Friends for years through tears and fears, and now we finally got it right. When the world is coming down on me, I'm glad you came around to see and got rid of that frown on me. You're shiny rich and cheap, you can count on me.
Yes, yes, y'all, yes, 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 y'all. Poetry has always seemed to notice me. I chose this degree like 360. 1993 got a little too tricky. Grab me some paper and this mic doohickey. SM57 with the cable to the board. Responsibilities while relaxing on the floor. Passing up more than six packs at the store. I'm out to lay tracks, in fact, but nothing more. And teach you get your act together. Remember back in the day when it's tougher than leather. Ladies on the corner wearing turtleneck sweaters. No, wait, wait, wait. I know it gets better, AD. Find some direction and make your music with your mouth for protection. Fuel injection and viewer discretion. And may I just mention the light of the skin, the heart of the detection. Still moving forward, exploring more words on boards. When you heard this word in third, and right now I remain the first and last on the list. In the middle for whatever this is.
It all started back in 88 when I started writing rhymes. We used to freestyle on the curb. When it came my turn to start reciting mine, I had to show out. It wasn't easy being the only cracker on the block. We used to rock till the street lights came on or before 9 o'clock. Whichever came first, we'd be spitting verses till it got dark. We'd be out on the block making music with our mouths like Biz Markie. It wasn't until about 91 that I started f***ing with beats. Until then, it was strictly something that we did in the streets. Come 92, I landed down with Tantan, 4-track. And then I felt like everything I did was whack before that. But I couldn't imagine. The fact was evolution, I made that. I still had a long way to go before I made to ADAT. Now I'm like, yo, play that. Yeah, I made a whole f***ing CD, and one day you may see me on MTV or BET. Ain't no mistaking, call it what you want to, but it's hip hop 20 years in the making.
That was Raw Nation. Raw Nation is EBA, DJ Richie Rich, and basically anyone else who wants to come along for the ride. It's supposed to be Smooth J, Void, Dunderworks. We're going to hear some more Dunderworks a little bit later on. But Yeah, and that was the song called We Love Music. I did the track, which Richie Rich did the scratching, and it's one of my favorite tracks we've ever done. I wish we were supposed to do an album. It's never completely gelled. Rich and I have collaborated a lot. Rich is a lot more successful, and he's a better DJ than I am. But anyway, you like sex, Amber?
That was a very random question, EBA.
Well, it has a lot to do with the next song. You want to hear a song all about sex? This is
I'm sure the masses will love it. I will give you my opinion.
Well, it's not just all about sex. It's all about profanity and dirty, offensive cursing, and it's just, this song is extremely vulgar. It's probably the dirtiest song I've ever done, and it's called NSFW. And if you know what that means, then you're not cool.
I know a little girl who has one, and she loves it very dearly. And this is a song she sings. I love little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll not pull her tail nor drive her away, but pussy and I very gently will play.
You guys talk about sex. They don't talk about sex nicely. It sounds like they're angry. Babe, you know that secretary? I fucked her. Nice images they use too. I fucked the shit out of her.
Sometimes doggies have to go without a bone. Like this one.
It's another form of the word fuck.
The cock treatment! It's in the Bible! Cock is in the Bible!
Hey lady! Did you order a pepperoni pizza? Well, here's the pizza. And here's the pepperoni.
Holy snap, an arsehole's market. Would you look at the size of that little bugger? Jeez, he's deformed. Christ, it's a wonder he can still stand up. Fuck. Fuck.
What the hell? It's only a porno film.
Number 32. The lady lies with her left leg planted firmly on the ground and the right hand waiting. The gentleman with the melon switches on the battery and places his left thigh on the edge of the swivel table.
They found a beaver struggling to pull a heavy log.
Next, we concentrate on the lower body. First, knees are flexed with heels brought as close to the buttocks as possible. You will need to stick your toes under a low chair or other object in order to anchor yourself.
Tell you what, you cut the bathtub scene, the plane crash, the kissing in the forest, and I'll give you our K-11 rating.
What's that?
Objectionable in part. Suitable for adults over 45, only if accompanied by their parents.
Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been?
Kobayashi which is me and Mr. Pierce. That song featured DJ Richie Rich again. You've noticed DJ Richie Rich shows up a lot, as does Void, and several other characters that you keep hearing. Richie Rich did the scratching on that one, and like I said, he's a better DJ than I am. He's better then, like, what is that? Like, that sounds like 7 years, 8 years old, than I am now. Yeah, so, anyway. But, yeah, that was... Hey, you like the Beatles?
Yeah, I like the Beatles.
You like the Beatles a lot? You like the song Eleanor Rigby? You like Eleanor Rigby?
Yeah.
But you never heard it like this.
Prowling the wastelands, a prehistoric beast in the nuclear age. Kill, 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 just to be killing.
I take it you weren't feeling pig stick as much, huh?
I was
not just not getting into Youth at Risk. Huh? That's Youth at Risk again. The song was Pig Stick. Of course, the band was Boyd on vocals, Justin on drums, John on bass, Robbie on guitar, and Ghost, our friend, from the guest spot on guitars as well, and me on turntables. And I love that song. I love every song I'm on, mainly because I'm on it. I'm the man.
Well, there goes that ego.
I'm so bad I should be in the
first yourself a second ago.
Oh, man. Shut up. I remember, I forgot. I have another song I did about the ocean. Oh, in direct contrast to that, this song is called Rolling Ocean, and it's really relaxing. It's in 3/4 time, and it samples a lovely song. It's a very beautiful song, and it samples a beautiful song from the Natural Born Killer soundtrack from a band that did one song, as far as I can tell. If you guys know some other songs by this band, please tell me, because I want to hear these guys. You get kind of a Tori Amos vibe from this. It's really cool. Check it out.
James Brown, same man you used to sample. Oh, he getting paid now. What you blazing foul? You trying to steal that dirt about the South? Cause one bad word, my whole crew will punch you out. Know I'm talking about. Plus we all getting drunk. Ain't nothing you can tell us. Got that fever for the funk. Hip hop to the rock, the pop into the funk. Plus we all speaking country. And the pumps in the trunk with them candy coated purple sippers all up in the house. But look out for them set trippers filling you with doubt. That B sign out.
twist the shit around. Thumb to the middle, let them know you hold it down. And if it's just a little, let them know what you about. This one's for my true representatives of the South. My crew rolling deep, they can't kick us all out. Plus when the track's over, about to hit the Waffle House. Know what I'm talking about.
Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up.
ATL, it's about 150 miles. Straighter by 20, now you know they hold it down. Some call it Hotlanta, I'ma call it A-Town. The city never sleeps, just beat the background. I ain't gotta tell you about that ATL sound. You can feel it in the Chevys that be rolling downtown. To all my banking people that be creeping around. Late night, 3:30 with them drunk ass clowns. It's the same situation, it's just a different spot. I can take you to the street where Tupac shot at cops. Or way back in the day before Freak Nick stopped. And that's about the time Outkast had it locked. With that Southern playalistic gallant music shit was nice. Throwing up two A's just to represent it twice. Augusta to Atlanta got that serious nightlife. And if you get caught slipping, pay that ultimate price. My crew, VOD, you can find it out in Slice. Dirty South, Alabama to the Cackalackas. We show the true meaning of the word country grammar. Represent the A, Mississippi to Savannah. What you know about that dude? Plus that box of Arm & Hammer. Everybody got that dude that knows about that dude. That knows about the sweet spots and Southern cooked food. You catch me at 420, find me in a good mood.
Throw the laser, throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up, throw the laser. Throw the laser, throw the laser. Now everybody throw them up.
So, you recognized immediately what that guitar sample was from. What was it?
It was House of the Rising Sun.
Good job. Bonus points for Amber. That's, I didn't pick that sample out, actually. I like the song, but I didn't pick that sample out. Dunderworks, Dave, he's a regular on the podcast. He picked that one out, and I'm really proud of that song. I think that's a great track, and he comes with it, and I came with it. Oh, and Mr. Pierce does backup vocals on that too, on the choruses. I'm going to play you a song now. This is off of another song off of my album, A Danger to Myself and Others is the title of the album. This is called Late Night Slow Cruise, and if you thought Rolling Ocean put you to sleep, this song will definitely put you to sleep. But it's really relaxing, really cool. It's good driving music, actually. It's a song made for driving. That's why it's called Late Night Slow Cruise.
Driving, as long as you've had a full night's sleep under your belt. Otherwise, you could be risking an accident with this song.
Turns me on.
Going down a three, about 6 4.
That was Late Night Slow Cruise by me. We're going to play three more songs get out of here. The first one is, he's going to hate, get so mad at me for playing this, but this is an Attitude song. Attitude was the band that I first, the first thing I was ever in, really sort of where it was my band. I was in Youth at Risk way back before I DJed for them, but this is, we were doing hip-hop meets rock music way before a lot of people were. And Attitude was kind of a hip-hop rock band, but this is a weird song that Void pretty much did by himself. I did like the scratching and some background stuff. It's mostly entirely Void, and it's really embarrassing for him probably, but I love this song. It's very short. It's called Bass Face. After that, I'll play Bon Voyage Robot, the title song from that Turntablist album I did that I was just kind of sitting on right now. So, and then I'll explain what the last track is. So we're going to hear three. Two of them are really short. So check it out. Here comes Bass Face, and you'll like it. Maybe not.
Really, what's up? Sticking the blacker, I'm backer. The nappy headed, cricket a cracker. On the attacker, you know who's jacker. If you step the mic, smack ya. Wow. Bigger ding bong. Pow. How you like my frown? Lick my boom boom, clown. In your face, I pound. Just for showing it around. I'm steaming. What am I saying? I'm screaming. Punk chump, bring it on. But notify a Mexicaner, cause you're finna get gone. I ain't on a chronic bandwagon or an ill bitch. When I holler on the mic, I don't feel sick. Look the way I kick it and you will quit, dill nick. I ain't having your chill, dick. Boom, room crew dude on a tooth. Eating at the slime rhyme, like they was food. I got bricks, I got the killer gel and that bitch. I crack bricks, come front on the Mac, chick. With the stone cold tactics. We ain't here to cause delusion. My face in your face with a death jam fusion. Slam face in your face with a death jam fusion. Slam face in your face with a death jam fusion. Slam face in your face with a death jam fusion.
No sign of any auditory malfunction.
Robots.
planets. Planets. And stars.
Track was that was me. I was 12. It's probably the first music I have ever recorded. And those of you astute listeners out there may have already determined that everything you just heard was produced entirely on a Casio SK1 keyboard. It's played live. Yes, I obviously suck at playing piano. But it was the first thing I ever recorded, and I was so proud of my... In fact, if you listen carefully to that song, I'm not making this up, at one point you can hear, this is how stupid I was, at one point you can hear my mom come in the room telling me to clean the place up while I'm recording the song, and I don't stop. You can hear me kind of saying, not right now, I'm busy. It's real quiet, but it's there. You could, I can hear it distinctly.
Thanks for sharing that wonderful bit of your life with us, EP.
Does it feel, I mean, you didn't like it when you heard it, but now, don't you have a little more of an appreciation for the fact that that got me to all the shit you've heard today? If it weren't for that,
EBA deserves a hug.
I always deserve a hug.
Of course you do.
But I never get one. So, anyway, you've been listening to me play me to Amber and then talk about me and then me talk about me and me talk about me's doing songs.
EBA's mental masturbation.
Pretty much, yeah. This is the EBA's mental masturbation podcast. Try to get that picture in your mind. And so, yeah, don't forget... don't forget shapelessmass.com, podcast.shapelessmass.com, myspace.com/shapelessmasscast, emailing just me, not Mr. Pierce today, but just me.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
If you want to get in touch with me, my email address is amberhatestolose. That's AmberHS2LOSE@yahoo.com.
Yay!
Yay!
But anyway, you've been listening to me and Amber, and now you're going to listen to me again doing some turntable stuff with the wiki and the scripty.
Well, I will take my goodbye. Say adieu to everyone.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening, and talk to you later next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bobby and Aaron going out to the vet. How come? Did Bobby's eyes check?